voice of the world. The sound with the beat. The sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure. The sound of the news, rhythm and blues.
Tchaikovsky swing, whatever you choose.
Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Welcome to All Things Radio, your weekly radio magazine. With radio news from a national perspective, call letter and format changes, sports news, featured radio stations from yesterday and today, your voicemails and phone calls, as well as special guests and featured segments. And now here's your host, Bill Sparks.
Educate. Syncopates. Radio communicates. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Well, hello and welcome to All Things Radio 714. And that number has a lot of significance. If you remember Cincinnati and Hank Aaron hitting that home run to tie Babe Ruth, and then...
And badge 714 was Dragnet. You know, that's what the alternate name was when they were in reruns. And Jack Webb took the badge number because that was Babe Ruth's number of home runs.
Right. So we're on the verge of something.
And you got Costa Mesa, California.
Okay.
There you go. All the Costa Mesa fans out there. Yeah.
And let's say hello to all our fans listening on Odyssey Radio. So.
Yeah.
So. Now we can join the few stations over there on Odyssey Radio app. So,
does that mean we have to be nicer to Odyssey than we were before?
No.
Okay, good.
Some things we just can't change. But we know that Jeff...
There are good things on Odyssey, too, though, Bill.
There are.
The Cubs are on there, and the Twins, and all those types of things. So there are some good things on Odyssey, too.
Good baseball, a lot of Odyssey.
Yes.
On Odyssey.
But here's some good things right here, right now, and that is Jeff Bennett. And, you know, today I'll tell a story on Jeff real quick. He went to the dentist to get some dental work and had an implant. It's supposed to make him be quiet. It didn't work. Nothing works.
Nothing works.
You should know that by now.
Except
for that microphone goes, Jeff.
I can't do much about that.
That'll kill it.
That's the only way to make him be quiet. So go ahead,
His
Jeff.
His book went to a brochure, though.
You're right, Sean.
I don't want him to be quiet.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bertie.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, hello to everybody on All Things Radio listening live. And, of course, if you listen to the podcast later on, we'll say hello to you guys as well. We'll start things off with the radio news.
Okay.
We'll start things off with the radio news from a national perspective, and that will be followed up by Jennifer Sparks' call letter and format changes. Next up, we have a nice, and I think it's a really good tribute to Walt. It's a retro radio that he did when it was an anniversary of his on doing All Things Radio. Next up after that, we have, what can I tell you? Oh, yes, it's a... Bob Heil. I think I screwed something up, but that's okay. Bob Heil. But do you know who he is, Bernie? Do you know who Bob Heil is?
No, I don't think I do.
If you've heard the Eagles, and you've heard Joe Walsh, and you've heard Fleetwood Mac,
right,
and you've heard some of those groups, that's the microphones that he invented. He didn't invent the microphone, but he invented the technology that made these groups sound really good with the microphones. He was also a ham radio person. He played the organ. He was an entertainer. And he would go to all the ham fests selling the headset microphones for the ham radio community. And when I was at Dayton, Ohio in 1987, I got to meet him and Joe Walsh back in those days.
Wow. And, oh, really? Wow.
Yep. Finally, we're going to do something. And I want to know what you think of it after you, next week, Bernie, when we get to back again. I found this thing that I have to thank Mario out in Massachusetts. A thing called Walmart Radio. And I didn't realize that their in-store radio was also on the Internet, but they have people who listen to it at walmartworld.com, I believe it is. And you get to hear their radio announcers, and you get to hear what they sound like and what the store associates sound like. And it's kind of an interesting radio station. If Walmart can have a radio announcer, and I think I've been to CBS, and they have a radio station kind of as well, so why not? So it is All Things Radio, so that's what we're doing today. And, Bill, I'll turn it over to you.
Well, it's called 1-800-GET-A-WALMART if you have to listen to that station. But it's pretty good, actually. I listened to some on the previews. I guess Bernie and I, well, Bernie, I'll be back on Saturday and I can check for myself, but I suppose there's been no significant, if any, at all.
I'll just, I'll save you the time. You
okay.
don't have to check.
All right.
Yeah, no problem.
In other words, nothing. Zero.
Unless something happens tomorrow at like 5 o'clock, you know, 5 o'clock Friday, they change the format.
Yeah, something will happen then, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, the way format changes are done now, it's so advertised, and you see it on Facebook or, what's it called now, X, Twitter, X, whatever it's this week. Mm-hmm. Looks like they may have some more serious problems over there. But whatever it's being called this week, X, all of that information is publicized so much that Jeff wouldn't even have hardly time to get it in the news because it just happens so quickly. Oh, so-and-so 107.9 is going to switch at 5 o'clock today or whatever the case is. It's like
no formats used to change except on Mondays. That was when formats changed. But now they might be noon on Thursday or 5 o'clock Friday or 9 o'clock Friday morning or... You know,
like in the case of Indianapolis, 9:39 a.m. on a Monday or a Friday or New Year's.
Well, I think the most. I'm sorry.
In the 70s and 80s, it seemed like most formats changed on Thursdays.
Yeah, that
was in the book. That was a big day.
All right, I'm going to take you back real quick since we have nothing to talk about. Today, when, remember this happened on a Friday when 93.1 went officially oldies. They'd been messing around with it for a long while. It wasn't like it was a surprise. And 106.7 and 101.9, remember all those big changes on a Friday one time? All of those changes. There was something else that changed that day too, but they all happened on the same day. It's like I've seen 93.1 and 99.5 change on a Thursday before. So do you ever seen one change on a Saturday before, Bernie?
I have never seen that happen. I think that's probably a day that, I guess if they're going to do it, why not? It would be a logical day because it's not the regular listening, you know. So they'd have the weekend to kind of get things straightened around and all that by Monday morning. But I don't know. I've never seen it happen.
I did in Miami a long time ago. We had a station, WGOS, change from kind of a jazz thing. They went gospel for a while on a Saturday.
Here's the format.
Didn't KHJ go change on? I think I heard the date was April 28th of 65, which would make it a Wednesday. That was unusual back in those days.
That is unusual.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Here's the other thing. Wow. Can you imagine? And I have a tape of KHJ from before Boss Radio, and they were like WOR with these block talk shows. Can you imagine if the people who are old listening to KHJ, the Steve Allen and his wife Jane, Steve and Jane, and Mike, the guy who was on ABC, doing talk, and all of a sudden they didn't know. Maybe they went away for the week and they come back, and all of a sudden they turned KHJ on, and where's my pro? What happened to Steve Allen? What happened?
What's this Wooly Bully stuff here? You know, what's going on?
My guess is that stuff happens all the time. I mean, if a format changes, most people don't know it because they're not, you know, in on it.
They're not in a loop.
Well, the thing is, when WCBS-FM changed format to the oldies back in 1972, they signed off on a Sunday and came on a Monday and changed the format.
There you go. That's okay.
I've seen that happen.
That's what happens a lot. Now, when did the Mets win the World Series in 1969? Do you know the date of that, Chris, by chance?
October 16th.
Okay, and then they had the ticker tape parade, maybe not too the day later.
Yeah, that was a Thursday. They won it on a Thursday, so I'm not sure when the parade was, though.
But the day of the parade, WCBS FM had a great idea. Why not promote our new format with the Mets baseball coming in, winning the World Series, and having the ticker tape parade? And they worked it out with the Mets and Shea And it worked out, and that's how they promoted the format. They weren't the oldies format at that time. They were the kind of progressive top 40 format that lasted from 1969 until 72. And they used
I don't know if they were planning to do this, but when RKO had was going to change to Rock, well, it was still NAC, and it was going to change
Rock. Yeah.
They took the talk shows off on the Sunday before, you know. Okay, so the format was going to come in March 13th. But they were getting calls because it had gotten in the paper, and they were getting calls really critical of the, you're going to play this horrible music, the devil's music, and all these older people who listened to NAC were calling in. So they took those off, and starting on the 20th of February, they had like 3 weeks of sort of middle-of-the-road oldies, you know, playing a lot of stuff from the early to mid-50s, and they threw in a few modern songs, but middle-of-the-road types. And it was kind of good, actually, and it was like 3 weeks of that, and then the Now crowd came in with J.J. Jeffrey and everybody on the 13th of March, but whether that was something they were going to do or just they didn't want to hear their format being knocked for 3 weeks and just gave everybody seventh and had them go, I don't know.
It was purposely done that way. Rather than jar people with music like that, they softened the entry. What they did.
Couldn't happen today.
Go
ahead, John.
Gary may remember the exact station was. I didn't hear it, but I heard about it. I guess it was a station owned by Cox. It was only about 20 years ago when they were classical, and they switched to dance, and they played a song, Bleep Up and Dance.
At WTMI in Miami.
It was in Miami. Okay, yeah. They went classical, they shut the bleep up and dance. I was like, okay.
You know, when WMTN dropped the classical, went to Q104.3, they were supposed to finish this Bach oratorio in mass, whatever it was, and they cut it in the middle of the thing because the person who was doing it didn't know when it ended. And that got such an outcry, you couldn't believe it. And then they ended up going back to classical because Four Star that owned them kind of ruined the station. But at that time, you couldn't just change the format back in 1970, whatever, I forgot the year it was, 73 or 74. You actually had to get permission from the FCC to make the change. Until the Supreme Court ruled that the licensee can do whatever he wants with whatever format he wants, because that's not part of what the FCC is all about.
Well, that's true.
The licensee has a right to make that change, but it wasn't always like that.
Well, wasn't WBCN in Boston that they were classical and stuff, and all of a sudden, you know, they went to.
They went to progressive. Well, what they did, though, Bernie, was they did it over the weekends for 2 or 3 weeks before they went full-time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, one night they're playing classical, and then all of a sudden they're playing Frank Zappa.
Wake up in the morning,
you
know, Frank Zappa or Cream or something. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, the other class, all those CN stations were for Concert Network. WHCN in Hartford was one of them as well. So
And NCN in New York, yeah.
Yeah. NCN National. That's right. So,
well, Jeff, we better take that hand real quick from Jerry, and then
hold on, let me put his hand down. Let me just get it back again if I can. Unmute yourself, Jerry. Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay. One of the classic format, and this came totally unannounced, when WCAU AM in Philly changed their call letters to WOGL.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, August 15th, 1990, they did it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it wasn't even announced. All of a sudden, their staff was gone, and they were, you know, they were simulcasting the FM and all kinds of stuff. So,
but, Jerry, it was worse than that. So what happened was it did that at 5 o'clock, and, of course, I didn't hear that part. But one of the Phillies pitchers, and I don't remember who, pitched a no-hitter that night. And I said, I'm going to put on CAU and see what they're saying about that, because they had the Phillies game, and I turn it on, and they're playing Rockin' Robin or whatever, because it was the oldies format, and there was no sports, there was nothing after the games, because the Phillies stayed on WOG. They still had the contract with 1210, so they stayed on OGL, but here was a no-hitter pitch that night, and there was nothing about it, because they had gone to oldies, and, you know,
right
at
5
o'clock, and they went back to it right after the game, so it was even crazier than that.
You know, what was nice about them when they went to oldies, though, for a while, is that the AM did more oldies from the early 50s, from the 50s
to
early 60s.
Yeah, it was better,
It was good oldies, yeah. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It was the real oldies.
Thank you, Jerry.
Okay.
How about the real news from Jeff? The award-winning real news, even though he's missing his teeth and got all kinds of dental problems tonight. So here is Jeff.
I'm Jeff Bennett for All Things Radio, and here's what's happening in the world of broadcasting. Two more radio groups report their fourth quarter revenue results. A New York City AM radio station signs off the air for good. We'll let you know what's happening on the street and conclude our look at the Nielsen January Personal People Meter ratings. It was yet another busy week this week in the world of broadcasting, and two more radio groups report their fourth quarter revenue results. It was a very good year for Entrevision. That's a Spanish broadcaster. Their fourth quarter revenue results were quite good for the company. Their revenue was up 8% to $320 million in 2023. In 2022, at the same time, their revenue was $296 million. Now let's take a look at iHeartMedia, whose fourth quarter revenue results in 2023 were down 5.2% to $167 million. And if we exclude political advertising, their fourth quarter revenue was flat. However, there are some positive results for iHeartMedia. Operating expenses were down and digital revenue was up 6%. Another interesting number that they reported was their podcast revenue. Revenue from podcasting was up 17%. In other news, Family Radio has signed off radio station WFME AM, which transmits on a frequency of 1560. The 1560 frequency is a very historic frequency. It had been around since 1931 as an experimental station, and in 1944, WQXR AM was bought by the New York Times, and they ran the station until 1992 when Disney bought the radio station and sold them later on. Family Radio bought the station from Disney, but couldn't resist the prospect of $51 million going to Family Radio with the sale of its transmitter facilities in Queens, New York. Family Radio currently serves the New York City, Long Island area with a transmitter on 92.7. However, Family Radio doesn't have the coverage that it had when they were on 94.7 as WFME-FM, which was ultimately sold to Odyssey, which broadcasts a hip-hop format on radio station WXBK-FM. Now let's take a quick look and find out what's happening on the street. The New York Mets have a new home for their Spanish broadcast. That home is radio station WINS-HD2, transmitting on a frequency of 92.3. This means that the New York Mets Spanish broadcast will no longer be heard on radio station WEPN-AM, which transmits on a frequency of 1050. There's still more sports news in New Orleans, Louisiana, where the ticket returns to New Orleans, Louisiana. WRKN-FM transmits on a frequency of 106.1. The station has dropped its country music format in favor of an all-sports format. The station will be using the facilities of Fox Sports Radio. In other news, say so long to the Mark Kay Show, which originated at radio station WOKV-FM in Jacksonville, Florida, and aired on other Cox-owned and operated radio stations. The show is being replaced by the syndicated Eric Erickson Show, which originates at radio station WSB-AM in Atlanta, Georgia, also owned and operated by Cox Media. Now let's move to Portland, Oregon, where Odyssey has made a major change at radio station KRX-KFM. Gone is the buzz with their hot adult contemporary format, replaced with the moniker Bella FM. Bella, of course, meaning beautiful. The station broadcasts a hot adult contemporary format and will feature this radio station in next week's All Things Radio live broadcast. Congratulations go out to Chris Elliott, who's the new program director of two radio stations owned and operated by Cumulus in Cincinnati, Ohio. The stations are WNNF-FM with a country format and radio station WOXF-FM with a classic rock format. Chris Elliott comes to this radio station after working for Guarantee Media in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Let's also congratulate Brooks O'Brien, who's the new program director and afternoon host at radio station WFMS-FM in Indianapolis, Indiana. He comes to this radio market after working at WWJO-FM in St. Cloud, Minnesota, owned and operated by Town Square Media, also programming a country format. Now it's time to conclude our look at the January Nielsen Personal People Meter ratings. In Charlotte, North Carolina, the number one ranked radio station is WKQC-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WSOC-FM with a country format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Charlotte, North Carolina is WBAV-FM with an urban format. In Portland, Oregon, the number one ranked radio station is KKCW-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is KXL-AM with a news talk format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Portland, Oregon is KLTH-FM with a classic hits format. In San Antonio, Texas, the number one ranked radio station is KONO-FM with a classic hits format. The number two ranked radio station is KTKX-FM with a classic rock format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in San Antonio, Texas is KISS-FM with a rock format. Now let's travel to Salt Lake City, where the number one ranked radio station is KSFI-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is KRSP-FM with a classic rock format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Salt Lake City, Utah is KSL-AM with the news talk format. In Sacramento, California, the number one ranked radio station is KSEG-FM with a classic rock format. The number two ranked radio station is KYMX-FM with an adult contemporary format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Sacramento, California is KFBK-AM with a news talk format. In Orlando, Florida, the number one ranked radio station is WCFB-FM with an urban format. The number two ranked radio station is WOCL-FM with a classic hits format. Finally, the number 3 ranked radio station in Orlando, Florida is WMGF-FM, programming in adult contemporary format. Now let's move to Las Vegas, Nevada, where the number 1 ranked radio station is KSNE-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number 2 ranked radio station is KKLZ-FM with a classic hits format. Finally, the number 3 ranked radio station in Las Vegas, Nevada is KWID-FM with a regional Mexican format. In Cincinnati, Ohio, the number 1 ranked radio station is WLWAM with a news talk format. The number 2 ranked radio station is WGRR-FM with a classic hits format. Finally, the number 3 ranked radio station in Cincinnati, Ohio is WKRQ-FM with a pop CHR format. In Kansas City, Missouri, the number 1 ranked radio station is KCMO-FM with a classic hits format. The number 2 ranked radio station is WDAF-FM with a country format. Finally, the number 3 ranked radio station in Kansas City, Missouri is KCFX-FM with a classic rock format. In Cleveland, Ohio, the number 1 ranked radio station is WMJI-FM with a classic hits format. The number 2 ranked radio station is WZAK-FM with an urban format. Finally, the number 3 ranked radio station in Cleveland, Ohio is WHLK-FM with an adult hits format. Finally, in Columbus, Ohio, the number 1 ranked radio station is WCOL-FM with a country format. The number 2 ranked radio station is WBNS-FM with an all-sports format. Finally, the number 3 ranked radio station in Columbus, Ohio is WODC-FM with a classic hits format. Finally, you know there's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How about the Country Hall of Fame? Well, the following individuals have been inducted into the Country Radio Hall of Fame. Sirius XM's Highway Morning Host, Cody Allen. Morning hosts at radio station KNCI-FM in Sacramento, California, Pat Still and Tom O'Malley. Mike Moore, Program Director at radio station WKHX-FM in Atlanta, Georgia. Also in Atlanta, Georgia, Meg Stevens, Senior Vice President of Programming. Finally, in Ocala, Florida, Jim Robertson, former General Manager of radio station WOGK-FM. If you have any comments concerning this portion of the podcast, there are many ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can send me an email. My email address is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail with our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595. And hit option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Very good, Bill. And I wanted to clarify one story because I wanted to make sure people understood that that 1560 station ended up going off the air because they wanted to stay on the air, but we didn't get that until after the news was done, that they could not find an alternate site for their transmitter. So the family radio said, well, I can't find a site for the transmitter. It's just going to go off the air because it's not worth
keeping. Had they reduced their power, Jeff? Because I wasn't getting them as well as I used to.
They did because they had it on a temporary facility that was interfering with a high school's radio. You know, the PA system in the high school, it was interfering with the PA system, and that was one of the problems with that particular.
Wow. The priorities of the country have changed about that, yeah.
But the other thing is that most people on the radio message boards are saying that they don't think that another station is going to actually occupy that frequency at this point since, I know that and they just talked about it on the news today, that the AM the Congress is going through. It's going through the House of Representatives, and the AM Radio Act will probably pass the Senate and probably pass the House. Yeah. And so they'll allow AM radios to be in cars, but then with the cars being all electric, no one's going to be able to hear the AM radio stations that are in the cars anyway. So it's
nor
ironic.
Would they want to, and if they weren't.
So my question is going back to this AM thing and HD2. So we know that HD2 really, HD radio never took off. And I understand that the Spanish broadcasts will be online, so anybody with an iPhone or whatever can get them anyway if they really want them because they're part of the MLB, what you can get from the MLB. Because I think ours for the Red Sox are all online now. They're not. They used to be over the air. I don't find them anywhere now. But my question is, if you're as a broadcasting move, it sounds like you're talking about, getting executed by a gun or getting hung. Is going to HD2 worse or better than being on 1050 AM is a decent signal?
It is a decent signal, but the problem is I don't think that the new owners of WEPN on 1050, that's Good Karma Broadcasting, wanted to pay for the rights for the Mets. And since the Mets would not be on WEPN, the Spanish broadcastings would not be on – they didn't want to pay for the rights. And with WEPN not being picked up on the FM, Ebbets Broadcasting is not going to continue. You could say Good Karma is not going to continue operating the WEPN on the FM. That something's going to have to be done, and the major change is going to probably be made.
Yeah, there's
going to
be a new sports station in New York because there's got to be because you've got so much going on.
Maybe.
It, they, maybe. The problem is, well, you could say that, Chris, but that's not what most people are thinking. Most people are thinking it's going to be another format. WEPN doesn't do very well in the ratings. It just doesn't.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, but I mean, if you put together, if you've got a few teams, and then you could, you know, take WOR or WABC, they're not really doing well. Somebody, I think, but my point, anyway, it wasn't really about that station. I understand that, and this also puts it all under the Odyssey umbrella to have it on INS HD2. My question was, as far as people getting the games over broadcast media, is it better to be on HD2 or is it better to be on AM?
Unfortunately, it's probably better. You would probably be right if you were to say it's probably be better to be on FM, on AM, I guess it is,
yeah.
or a regular main FM station. However, that's
not
the way.
Not too many people have HD2 radios, and also I've heard those signals, the HD2 part doesn't go very far.
No. Well, they have tried to increase the power of the HD, but that they made the mistake when they implemented it, Chris. When they implemented it, they should have eventually said, look, we're going to do what we did with television and make radio all digital. And they didn't do that.
Right.
And that's why HD died. And again, the FCC, with its wisdom, same thing with FM stereo, with AM stereo, they didn't come up with a good standard. Yeah. They screwed around and had two different standards, and neither one of them took off. So you can blame the government for that one.
Well, there's another reason why HD did not do well, and that is that all the radio stations that had HD signals, HD2 signals, did not provide good formats. They didn't have the money to do it. You know, they put all their money in their main stations, and it's like, okay, we got this other format now that we got to deal with. What are we going to do? And they just turned into jukeboxes.
Yeah, I never got an HD radio because there was nothing. And Kathy used to ask me, wouldn't you like a HD radio, because she'd hear about it. I'd say, no, nobody's doing anything different than they're doing on the regular, so I'm all set. I don't need that.
And then, of course, the other excuse for HD is all the, like, Saga likes to use those HD signals, 2 and 3 signals, for translators. So
that's what a lot of them do. I heard all the companies do that here. They run those translators off of an HD2 here and cover the channel.
I mean, it is interesting what you bring up, Chris. I can't disagree with you. However, and radio is a strange business. I do the radio news, and Bernie, you know, because every week you listen to it, I listen to it, I do it. It's getting more and more depressing. It's very hard to find good, positive news.
Yeah.
I mean, I just did the radio revenue, and with Intravision going up, but iHeart going down, and we haven't seen what's going on with Spanish broadcasting systems yet, and we haven't seen what's going on with some of the other companies. They used to all come out at once, but they don't anymore. So they trickle in here and there. So, but most of the time, the economic conditions are bad. And, you know, normally I would talk about formats for larger markets, because that's what I talk about for my radio news, but there aren't a lot of format changes. There's more personnel changes.
Right.
That's true. And you talk about Spanish radio in Indianapolis. All of them are on these little bitty, weak little signals, like 103.9, 105.1. Nobody can get them. I don't know what they expect here. I mean, these stations could not go.
Here's the problem is we don't have a large enough Hispanic population to make a 50,000-watt FM go Spanish. You know, and that's, so what they're doing is they're going, hey, okay, we've got this translator we could use. Let's make it Spanish. And, you know, and it doesn't work very well.
South Florida just got a new, either Haitian or Spanish, I'm not sure what it is, WWNN 1470. They've been sold like 3 times over and over again.
Well, they'll be sold again.
Got a huge
and Mike,
population.
You take a city like Albany, New York, and I have one of the tenants on my building says, well, why aren't there any Spanish speaking stations in Albany, New York? Well, yes, there are Spanish people living in Albany, New York, but you don't have a big enough population to make it worthwhile on a monetary basis. But people don't understand that. Unfortunately, and I learned this in business, you can go to the best business school, the Wharton School of Business, or you can go to any business school. But there are really 2 columns that you have to think about, the gains column and the losses column. And when the losses outnumber the gains, you know there's a problem, and that's the simple fundamental of any business, whether it's a radio station or whether it's a factory that makes widgets.
We've got a lot of Spanish stations here, but they're all weak, And, you know, we've got enough Hispanic folks. We got a lot of Dominicans here. You know, there's Hispanic folks in the area, but they're all weak. They're above 1260 and up, and the little one at 890 and this and that. There's nothing on FM of substance. Now, I go up the FM and I see stuff, but I don't know if it's pirates or what they are, but they're none of our major. Nobody's grabbed the 92.9, which was having trouble with ratings for years, and said, we're going to make this the Spanish station for the whole city. Nobody's done anything like that.
I guess the 97.7 in iHeart.
Yeah, you got 97.7 in Boston, or Methuen. Isn't that the Costa Eagle Radio or something like that, Chris?
One that used to be, wait a minute, 97, that's in Brockton, right? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah,
okay. Is that Hispanic now? I haven't checked that one for a while. So, okay.
Yeah, it's for about a year or two, I think. It's
Odyssey, right?
It's iHeart.
Used to be. It's iHeart? Okay.
It's iHeart.
Facebook Boston Station, so, yeah. Okay. I'll check that out and see what that sounds like.
I think we'll go up, though, when we hit Jennifer's call letter.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what. I can tell you right now, you'll hear some Spanish stations that she'll talk about in the format changes. Oh, and she does it every week, so.
Let's hope I can hit the right button.
I can remember in the 70s going through Miami with my family once and being amazed at how many Hispanic radio stations there were. They were all over the dial. It was incredible.
I remember one of my big disappointments was going back to Florida in 1988 for a wedding, and one of my favorite stations used to be WGBS at 710, and I put it on, and it was Spanish. I'm like,
Mambi. That's right. Radio Mambi. Yeah. That's right.
Right.
Well, Jennifer,
and now you have a Russian station on HD2, plus you have a Hebrew station on 107.1, and it's really something. I can't believe it. Even Waxy is Spanish, and they do sports at night also sometimes in English.
Okay. Well, we got it, Mike. Well, Jennifer's telling me that she wants to get going here, guys.
Okay,
well, she'll underpress you, maybe.
She is not telling you that.
Oh, no.
Here she goes.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Sparks, and here are your call letter and format changes for the week of March 7th. KGXL FM 94.7, Blue Ridge, Arizona, changes calls to KJXL FM. KULP AM 1390, El Campo, Texas, changes format from country to classic country. WBOX AM 920, Bogalusa, Louisiana, changes format from not available to country. WBOX FM 92.9, Varnardo, Louisiana, changes format from not available to country. WGIE FM 92.7, Clarksburg, West Virginia, changes slogan from Froggy Country 102.7, 92.7 to True Oldies 92.7. WUBG AM 1570, Methuen, Massachusetts, changes slogan from Exitos 103.7 to La Pantera 105.3. KSAU FM 90.1, Nacogdoches, Texas, changes calls to KAXM FM. WMNK FM 88.5, Manuk, Illinois, changes calls to WAED FM. WGNS AM 1450, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, changes slogan from Good Neighbor Talk Radio to News Radio WGNS FM 101.9, AM 1450, FM 100.5, WFYY FM 103.1, Windermere, Florida, changes format from CHR to Talk and changes slogan from Fly 103.1 to Florida Man Radio 103.1. And those are your call letter and format changes for this week. For All Things Radio, I'm Jennifer Sparks, wishing all of you a good week.
Well, that station's not a good neighbor anymore. Yeah.
Oh, my favorite callers of the week are KULT. They ought to have some minister just take it over and be honest about it. Cult radio, let's go.
Yeah. That makes about as much as that's true.
Wow.
I forgot that station was even on the air. I've heard it a couple times down in El Campo, but I forgot it was even still around.
Cult radio.
Yeah, but KULP.
Oh,
KULP, yeah.
Oh, it's P? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, KULP.
I heard. Yeah, I'm on the phone. Yeah. Can't tell. Okay.
Whatever you want to call them, it's the same thing.
Oh, in Canada, it would be even better because it's CULT. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Small town radio, basically. A little bitty town, El Campo is.
Yeah, down south of Texas.
Yep. Well, Jeff, we got a big feature coming up here tonight. I'm going to say this now, Jeff, before you get started and introduce this feature. I'm going to open up the guest line, I guess we'll call it that instead of a hotline, the guest line at 317-886-1103. If you have comments and you want to talk on the air and you're not a Zoom user, that's 317-886-1103. If you have some remembrances of Walt or something you want to say. So that's 317-886-1103. So, Jeff, what do you want to say about this feature that...
I don't really think there's anything much to say except that I think that this is... He recognized that it was an anniversary of his All Things Radio, and I think that he really put his heart and his soul into this one.
So this will be something to check out. I have to be very careful tonight because every button I push, it's not the computer. This is a screen reader issue that's not wanting to... You'll check something, and it'll check something three things above it. So you got to be very, 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 very careful. We want no mistakes for Jeff to have to edit. So
I will say before we even start that Walt Kramer was the reason I got interested in, you know, as far as just I'd dial by and see. I'd heard about All Things Radio. People told me, but that I always looked for the Walt Kramer feature because he had, you know, because he had the air checks. And of course, I love air checks. And you know, he had so many different kinds and old ones, you know, a real collection. I remember hearing a Bob and Ray from like 1948 from WHGH and things like that that you just never hear around. So he played all kinds of good stuff.
Well, you're going to remember it right now. We're going to flash back all the way, 9 years, Jeff?
Something like that. And you'll like it. It's from, and he's featuring St. Louis, Missouri, so you'll definitely like that.
So here we go. I think that kind of, when those Zoom things happen, it kind of changes. There we go.
From All Things Radio, Retro Radio. You know, every once in a while, it seems necessary to resign oneself to the reality that there are some mysteries in life for which there are apparently no clear answers. I faced one such mystery recently when I listened to All Things Radio Podcast 1. It's been 6 years since that one came out. Thursday, March 19th, 2009. And the thing that puzzles me is that I was nowhere in the mix. Gary Stevens and Jeff Bennett and Bill Sparks had a nice roundtable chat at the beginning. In the second podcast, I was welcomed back by all of them. For the life of me, I can't think of where I was for the first one. So we'll not worry about it too much. Instead, we'll welcome you to the 231st Retro Radio. I'm Walt Kramer. I'm in Duluth, Minnesota, as usual. And we are going to continue our visit to St. Louis, Missouri, which began last week with an air check of Bob Osborne on WIL in St. Louis. What we have for you today is an air check from KXOK, a stores station in St. Louis, at least it was by 1963 when this air check was recorded. This is Ray Otis, the afternoon drive announcer, who hosted the Top 40 Countdown from 3 till 7 p.m. each day. We'll catch up with Ray at just about 5 p.m. I wish I could tell you the exact date. Best I can do, based on the music that was played, is to tell you that it was, I'm pretty sure, during the summer of 1963.
Tonight, no important temperature change. The low tonight, 70 to 75 degrees. Mostly sunny, little change in temperature. Wednesday, the high in the mid-90s. Winds southerly to southwesterly, 8 to 15 miles per hour today. The outlook for Thursday, mostly sunny and not quite so warm. The current KXOK Radio Park temperature is 98 degrees. This has been news brought to you on KXOK Radio. Listen for news continually on this station.
KXOK News will pay if you're the top news tipper of the day. A check from KXOK is now on its way to...
Tom Prentice of Edwardsville, Illinois. If you see news happen, call KXOK News at FO15965. It's 5 o'clock.
Try again, everybody. 5 o'clock in St. Louis. The Mockingbird, Inez Fox.
Yeah, bird, yeah. He's gonna ride like a mockingbird.
The Mockingbird, and that's little Inez Fox on Radio 63. Inez, number 21 on the Top 40 Survey. Gee, she's a pretty girl. It's 3 minutes past 5 o'clock on the Top 40 Survey Show.
As a community service, KXOK reminds you that the St. Louis City Hospital School of Nursing offers a generous educational reward to its third-year nursing students. Write for admission information to the director, St. Louis City Hospital School of Nursing, 1515 Lafayette, St. Louis 4, Missouri. If you have an announcement to be made, mail it to Bulletin Board, KXOK. And as a personal service, here's another note of interest.
And the annual St. Peter's Community Chamber of Commerce picnic will be held at All Saints Picnic Grounds on Sunday, August 11th. Dinner will be served at 8:30 p.m. and dancing will highlight the evening. It's now about 3.5 minutes past 5 o'clock. Otis with the Top 40 Survey Show. Now we go to the midway point to number 20 on that Top 40 Survey. These are the classics. Till then. Classics until then at 20 on the Top 40 Survey at the midway point in that Top 40 Survey. 6 minutes past 5 on KXOK.
This is Spencer Allen inviting you to be watching Channel 4 tonight when the 10 o'clock news doubles in length to bring you more local, national, international, and sports news. My news broadcast increases to 20 minutes and will be followed by the weather with Jim Bolin. A new and pointed feature, Eyeline, Max Roby is next with a nightly report on issues and personalities of special interest to residents of the greater St. Louis area. That's tonight when the 10 o'clock news doubles on KMOX-TV, Channel 4.
7 minutes past 5 o'clock. Drive extremely careful on those highways, byways, and expressways. At last count, we still had traffic confusion on Eads Bridge, so if you can possibly skirt Eads Bridge for just a little while longer, why, everything will be back to normal.
KXOK, now the most listened to radio station in the great Midwest, publishes weekly the most accurate and dependable survey of the best-selling and most requested songs in the St. Louis area. Get your copy every week. It's available at most record shops and department stores. Just ask for the latest KXOK Top 63 Sing-Along Survey. If the place where you buy records does not carry the KXOK Top 63 Survey, just write us or tell them to write us and we'll see that they have a new stack every week.
Printed on this week's Top 63 Sing-Along Survey, the lyrics to Bobby Bear's Detroit City. Get yourself a copy. It's free. Seems to me I think we heard this before. The classics. Until then, kids. I tell you what, let's... Eugene Chandler of Man's Temptation.
One more time to test.
Hey, am
man's temptation. And that's Gene Chandler's 18 on the Top 40 Survey from KXOK. It's 10 minutes past 5 o'clock, 19 on the Top 40 Survey. Was be careful of the stones that you throw, Dion. Hey, 12 minutes past 5 o'clock on a KXOK Top 40 Survey show, on Ray Otis's show, Snow Knows.
The Hitmaker Station, the new 63 KXOK, is proud to present the number one song to be the pick hit of the week.
Johnny Tillotson.
You can take my picture.
That's Andy Williams at 17 on the Top 40 Survey from one of America's top five radio stations.
KXOK, the fun spot.
The home of the gooder guys. And now the KXOK baseball scoreboard. The Cardinals take on the Mets of New York tonight in the first of a three-day stand. Kurt Simmons and Galen Sisko pitching for both teams. Los Angeles beat Chicago 4-1 today to enhance their chances. San Francisco and Houston meet tonight. Milwaukee and Pittsburgh, Cincinnati and Philadelphia. Cincy and Philly, by the way, in a doubleheader. In the American League, New York at Washington in a doubleheader. Cleveland at Baltimore in single games, as is Chicago and Kansas City. Boston and Detroit, and Minnesota and Los Angeles. And that's the KXOK baseball scoreboard on
KXOK Sports of the Day.
16, Marvin Gaye, Ride and Joy. Right, enjoy. That's Marvin Gaye on Radio 63 at 16 on the Top 40 Survey. 22 minutes now past 5 o'clock. We have on the phone Handsome Harry Slavin at the Mizrani Hampton store at 9516 Graboy. Hi, Harry.
Fine.
Tremendous sale underway. Tell us about the tremendous prices.
Well, we get some real good prices. Ray, the only thing I we neglected to tell you about our freezer sale.
Yeah.
We've got a big variety of freezers. For an example, I have a 160-pound chest freezer here we're selling for a low price of $119.95. I have some 12-foot uprights, hot point porcelain interior models as low as $165. We have some 18-foot boxes. These are the big family size jobs, 18 cubic foot upright hot point for a low price of $228. That's just an example of some of the big savings we're giving.
You got some TV sets out there?
Oh, we got TVs. I think we got I know for a fact we've got the largest selection of TVs in the St. Louis County out here in Hampton. And of course we have all top brand names such as RCA, Zenith, Emerson, all good sets, Ray. And just a few of them here I'll mention on the phone is, for example, we've got a Consulate Zenith here, a 23-inch, 64 model, swivel model. It's a beautiful cabinet, a $269 value for $188.88. And that's a Zenith, which is, of course,
beauty.
Everyone knows that's the very best money can buy.
It's the Zenith in television, friend.
Right.
Let's see. What about if I want to pick up a portable television
portable?
Set for my wife?
Fine. We've got a large selection, and we've got some brand-new lightweight models here. These are the 14-pound jobs, 17-inch for $99.95.
Hey, what about financing?
We do our own financing, Ray, up to 36 months to pay, and really, what's good about it, Ray, there's no, the finance charges are very low. If you'll check on it, you'll see it's 2% and 3% lower than, most banks and any other finance company in town. So it's not a big rate. Since we do our own financing, we save you a lot of money on that, too.
Okay, so we're going to send them out there. Service after the sale is always a must at Mizrani. See my friend Harry Slavin. Harry, how late are you going to be open tonight?
We'll be open till 9 o'clock, Ray.
Okay, that's at 9516 Graboy in Hampton. Tell Harry that Ray Otis sent you.
Right.
KXOK presents the Job Finder.
This week we have 126 openings for qualified draftsmen in the mechanical, structural, and cartographic fields. Must have at least 1 year of recent experience. The average salary is approximately $400 per month, the top $600 per month. Appointment arranged to suit your convenience. Ask for Mr. McGinnis, Professional Placement Center, Missouri State Employment Service, 505 Washington Avenue.
If you're looking for a position,
listen for KXOK's Job Finder. 14 on the Top 40 Survey from KXOK, Georgie Hamilton, the 4th Abilene.
Abilene, my Abilene,
Hamilton IV in Abilene on Radio 63 and 14 on the Top 40 Survey from KXOK. It's 21 minutes before 6.
It's Radio 63.
It's now 20 minutes before 6 o'clock on KXOK. Ray Otis with the Top 40 Survey at 13.
I've been a-searching all this wide world.
Four Seasons, Candy Girl on Radio 63. It's now 18 minutes before 6 o'clock. Wherever you are on this great, wide, wonderful day, drive extra careful, won't you? That life you save might be your own. This is Benny King, an extra in the Top 40. I, who have nothing. That's Benny King and I, who have nothing. At 15 minutes before 6 o'clock, Ray Otis with the Top 40 Survey Show from KXOK. Forecast calls for partly cloudy this afternoon and tonight with no important temperature change. High this afternoon, we had about a 98. Low for tonight, about 70 to 75. Mostly sunny, little temperature change Wednesday with a high in the mid-90s. Outlook for Thursday, mostly sunny and not quite so warm. At Radio Park, it's 94 beautiful degrees. And it's 13 minutes before 5 o'clock, before 6 o'clock on Radio 63. 5 o'clock, if you're listening, you know, somewhere in Joplin. It's a good sign to see Ben Colder popping up here because he's at still number two, and you know what that means.
No, you took my car still.
Too. That's Ben Colder on Radio 63 at number 12 on the Top 40 Survey still. Hey, it's about 8 minutes now before that happy mark at 6 o'clock on Radio 63. Ray Otis with a brand new Top 40 Survey. I know you're on your way home from work right now. I just want to remind you that Davey O'Donnell pokes around the airwaves from 6 to 10 every morning on Radio 63. He's got far and away, I opened my mouth a little bit, far and away the top-rated morning show in Mid-America, so you be sure now to hear the spectacular Davey O'Donnell Show from 6 to 10 Monday through Saturday. It's a known fact that the only way to get the most accurate and dependable survey of the best-selling and most requested songs in the St. Louis area is from a KXOK Top 63 Sing-Along Survey, published weekly and available at most record shops and department stores.
Be sure to ask for the latest KXOK Top 63 Survey wherever you buy records. There's something special on every one.
Side of the Top 63 Sing-Along Survey, you'll find the lyrics to Bobby Bear's famous Detroit City.
Hey, that's okay.
The home of the gooder guys, Radio 63. Ray Otis with the Top 40 Survey between 6 and 7 tonight, the Top 10. Now let's turn to number 11 on that Top 40 Survey, the great sounds of the Yorlons. Saw him last Saturday night on stage at the KXOK Super Summer All-Star Show. Not me, baby.
This is KXOK's Keith Morris. I have news for you.
Paris, Havana, Washington, Berlin, London, United Nations, Hong Kong, Paris, Tangier, Tokyo, Nigeria, Toronto, New York,
St. Louis. The steamer Admiral is safe, but her repair barge could stand a little work. That's the big story. I'll have the details in just minutes. Dentist found murdered. A 64-year-old dentist from University City died of a gunshot wound today. Police told KXOK News that he was found in his St. Louis office, apparently murdered. His name? Dr. Charles Lyne of 1141 Wilshire Lane. Homicide detectives said that Dr. Lane was found in his office at 4264 Manchester Avenue by an anonymous caller who notified police. There was a wound under his left arm, but the police found no gun. Escapee pleaded innocent. A Missouri penitentiary escapee who shot a Liberty policeman and abducted a hostage pleaded innocent today to felonious assault and armed robbery. He is Nash Jonas Israel, age 53, of Kansas City, who escaped from a prison farm July 5th while serving a third term for burglary. Israel pleaded in magistrate court in North Kansas City. He was unable to make $20,000 bond, returned to the Clay County Jail for preliminary hearing August 2nd. Israel tried to force Sergeant Eldon Jack Petty, Liberty's assistant police chief, to drive him to Kansas City when he stopped to question question the fugitive yesterday. Israel shot and wounded Petty in the arm when the officer drove into a filling station with him. Israel then forced a gasoline customer, Willard Merrifield, to drive off with him. Merrifield did some fast talking and convinced the convict he would return with food and gasoline if Israel let him drive into Lathrop. Instead, he notified police and Israel was captured a short time later. Man and wife shoot each other. A St. Louis man and his wife shot each other during an argument at their home at 5639 Mobeda today, but their injuries are not serious. Police say William Brooks, age 33, and his wife Clara, age 32, were taken to City Hospital No. 2 with bullet wounds in their legs. Officers charged Brooks with carrying a concealed weapon. Both Williams and his wife with discharging a firearm in the city and assault with intent to kill.
You are listening to Total Information from KXOK.
Woman questioned. A rural Centralia, Illinois woman was held today for questioning after officials said her husband was pinned under a car that may have been driven at him in a bean field earlier today. Sheriff D.E. Barton of Jefferson County said the woman, 48-year-old Esther Sanders, declined to discuss the matter. The car, he said, was driven through a fence near the Sanders farm. Her husband, Kermit, was hospitalized but was reported not in critical condition. And now the big story. St. Louis firemen brought under control late today a four-alarm fire which raged through a double-deck barge frequently used and tied to the steamer Admiral. The Admiral is Mississippi River's largest pleasure boat. The Admiral was safely moored 100 yards downstream at the time of the blaze of undetermined origin, which broke out about 3 o'clock. For a half an hour, the fire sent thick columns of black smoke high into the air along the riverfront before firemen brought it under control. Captain Roy Struckfuss, in an exclusive interview heard earlier on KXOK, the barge manager, said damage would amount to about $25,000 to $35,000. No firemen were injured. No one was aboard the barge at the time. A report now from the scene from KXOK's Stephen B. Stevens.
There is nothing but a twisted pile of machinery aboard the maintenance barge of the SS Admiral. Firemen have been pumping water out of the 150-foot-long craft to keep it from sinking. There is no damage estimate on the machinery, but Captain Roy Streckfuss, the president and general manager of Streckfuss Steamers, says damage other than the machinery will run about $25,000 or more. There is a major traffic tie-up in the area, specifically on Eads Bridge. If you can avoid it, do so. This is Stephen B. Stevens on the scene.
The third hour of Ray Otis's Top 40 Countdown from the summer of 63 on KXOK St. Louis. And that leaves us with two store stations we've not air-checked for you recently. Those would be WHB in Kansas City and KOMA in Oklahoma City. I'll have to see if I can't get my hands on air-checks from those stations for you. In the meantime, I had better be taking care of some housekeeping because Bill Sparks and Jeff Bennett are standing by and they've got good things to share with you. If you would like to hear something on Retro Radio or say something about Retro Radio, you might want to use my email address. It is walt@allthingsradio.net. That's walt@allthingsradio.net. Feel free to send a message if you are so inclined. If, on the other hand, you prefer to do voicemail, keep the conversation station's phone number handy. It is 1-712-432-6499, and my voicemail box number there is 8300. One more time. 1-712-432-6499 is the phone number for the conversation station where my voicemail box number is 8300. As always, the time has gone too quickly here on Retro Radio. Even now, I'm looking forward to 7 days from now when we'll do edition number 232. That one, by the way, will be a 1977 air check of KCPX in Salt Lake City. In the meantime, I want to make sure there is no doubt whatsoever in your mind about how very much I appreciate your company. With Retro Radio on All Things Radio, this is Walt Kramer.
Well, wow. There we go, Jeff. I'll check for calls while you talk away.
I can tell you that that he certainly knew how to get those air checks. I have most of his air checks, or a lot of them, in my library now, but it's been, it took a while to get them, and he was a great guy. He really was a very good guy.
I was able
guy.
To get the date for that because of I had an advantage that he did not have at that time, which is Miss A, and when they gave the baseball scores, of course, I could ask what the Red Sox did on August 7th, which is what I guessed that it was, and it was they lost to the Tigers, and that's what they had. So it was Wednesday, August 7th of 1963.
I knew you wouldn't let us down.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
No, I said I knew Chris wouldn't let us down.
Ray Otis was not the greatest radio announcer. That was not the number one radio station in the market. He ultimately would go to WNEW AM doing Middle of the Road, and he would work at WQCD in New York doing the smooth jazz, and he ultimately also did some work at radio station WQEW in New York City when they were their nostalgic format. So
that's right. That was 1560. I was going to mention that when we were talking about 1560, that it switched from QXR to QEW for a few years there. But the other thing, he did some kind of a syndicated show, and I don't know what it was, but it used to be run on WJDA here. They were the Stardust thing, and I don't know if it was a Stardust show or just something they picked up, sort of a middle-of-the-road syndicated show on weekends, on Saturday nights, that I used to hear him do.
I know he did the show. I never got to hear it, but I know it was a big band or a nostalgia type show as well. So
yeah, the 40s and 50s music, and I don't remember, when. I think it was late 80s or so that I heard it.
But if you listen to that radio station, they had a bunch of older people who just did not, just weren't in touch with the music.
No.
You could tell just by listening to it. So, but
no,
that's
and,
what radio
and that,
was back then.
Stephen B. Stevens, I wonder where he ended up. Oh, boy.
And maybe in the Charles River. No, I'm sorry.
Or maybe in the Mississippi. River. The Mississippi,
Mississippi or the Missouri, that's where they met.
The morning guy, Davey O'Donnell, used to work in Miami, worked at Y100 for a while. He was also big at WFUN.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Here we go, Jeff. Cool. You got a new victim on the raised hands.
Okay, 415, unmute yourself, please.
Bay Area.
Edwin? Bay Area.
No, he's not there.
This is Edwin.
Oh, it is Edwin. Okay, hi. All right.
They mentioned Dion on there during that, and Dion just put a new album out, and he's 84 years old now.
Yeah, I heard that he had a new album. Yeah, mm-hmm. Wow. That was when he was kind of that was a weird point for him, Edwin, because he was doing like sort of a folky. He had just changed labels, and he was doing a lot of weird stuff. And that "Stones That You Throw," of course, was an old Hank Williams song, but he was kind of doing a folk thing, or trying to be a little more soulful, I guess you'd call it.
And you know where Dion was from? He was from the Bronx,
Brooklyn.
New York, on Belmont
Avenue.
Belmont
Avenue.
Yeah, I think Edwin wanted to say something else. Yeah, go ahead, Edwin.
I wanted to say also we were. I don't know when it's going to happen, but the 92.7 in Alameda is supposed to change, but they haven't changed yet. And you said Royce Broadcasting, International Broadcasting, went out of business. I think they've sold all their radio stations.
Well, it can only go up.
He keeps selling them and trying to get them back again.
Yeah, wow. I think he's the one whose licenses keep getting taken away, and he gets them back. And they get I don't know. It's kind of isn't it Ed Soltz or something?
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Edwin.
Okay, Edwin.
Okay.
A long-time listener. Thank you.
Yeah.
Dion used to live in Miami, by the way. I met him one time. He wasn't too funny, but he was okay. And he was doing gospel for a while.
One thing, though, I forgot getting back. Good.
I really was amazed at how bad KXOK sounded on that air check. I mean, all the way through, from the news guy to Ray Otis to, I mean, it was. I can't believe that station did as well as it did.
I think WIL, and of course they were at 1430, so they didn't have as good a signal, but I think WIL gave them a run for their money because they were a lot more up-tempo.
I will tell you, though, Bernie, that there are later air checks I have of KXOK, and they definitely did improve. I have a few air checks.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I thought that was, I believe
now that. There was, Rewound Radio plays a bunch of air checks. I'm sure you're aware of that on Saturdays. And I heard some stuff with Ron Lundy from a few weeks ago from KXOK, late 62, early 63, and he was still there. And he was talking to that same guy, that appliance guy. So That was like a regular feature, like 5 in the afternoon. The appliance guy would come on and talk to whoever the DJ was.
Wow.
And he and Ron had a lot more rapport. They kind of goofed back and forth, but Ray played it pretty straight, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I was a kid in the late 70s. Well, I was a kid in the mid-to-late 70s. I could get kicks, okay, and they were going more adult contemporary, but they were definitely more upbeat in the mid, even as adult contemporary, than they were in 63, so.
Where are you going to get a freezer for $119 bucks? Right.
How about that? That was a good idea, the sing-along survey. Pretty cool. You know? Get people want to buy that and sing I Want to Go Home or something. Like, you know, pretty good.
And now, one thing I'll say with lyrics on them, too. I mean, that's pretty common for stations to put lyrics on the surveys each week.
I didn't know they did it here. I never heard that they did. I'm not saying
they did. They did it. In Dallas.
Yeah, I don't remember it being done in, I don't remember WMCA or WABC doing it. Yes, WMCA had a magazine with their survey called Go Magazine, but WABC didn't have a magazine, but WMCA did. But Go was a national magazine tied to each radio market, so each market had its own insert that was put into the magazine. So, how about the microphone
Walt,
guy? I think
Walt had it. Getting back to Walt real quick, I think he made you want to listen to something that you, even if it was a bad air check, he promoted it and made you want to, like, it was, I'm sure he knew it probably wasn't the best, but he sold it well. That's one thing I'll say with Walt.
I'll say one thing. Everybody should take a lesson from Walt on how long can you make an ending go.
That's right. It was a little like it was the he was the Hey Jude of all things radio. Yeah. That's true.
That's a good point.
I used to tease him about that too. That's why I'm not feeling bad about it. But I would tease him. Walt, now here, buddy, we got X number of minutes, and poor Walt.
When
he says you talk too long, that's something.
No, I always thought his endings were beginnings too. But I enjoyed him. He had a, you know, you weren't going to miss
way
a word.
About it, right?
Be,
no.
Yeah, he was. Huh. Everybody could, you know, some people might say Sean and I talk too fast or whatever. They're not going to say that. Wouldn't say that about Walt.
No, and I will say I'm trying to remember that first edition. Jeff and I were around for that, and we'll be celebrating that in a couple of weeks. But I think I don't remember why Walt wasn't on the first one. He was around
because we didn't really call it a podcast back then.
No, we didn't.
We didn't have any production. We didn't have a theme. It was just Gary Stevens editing the thing, and that was all that was done. And we talked about radio. I wasn't like preparing a newscast where I actually prepared notes and did it. Like, we just talked about things, and that's what the difference was back then.
Yeah, we didn't.
Well, you got 15 years coming up on around the 19th. That's a big anniversary.
Some people
years.
Will say we still don't do anything.
That's right.
So maybe.
No, I think 15 years ago there was probably more to talk about, more positive stuff to talk about.
Right.
Well, there was a lot of stuff.
I think we all know that, Bernie. Tell you that.
They probably talked about that AM will never last. I think they probably stuck that in the first week.
Oh, yeah. That was probably there. But
he'll never replace Elvis.
That's right, like Stan Freeberg said.
And, of course, it just used to be a podcast. But we'll get to all that in a couple of weeks. Now we're going to honor somebody, aren't we, Jeff?
Yeah, this one is, and there's a little bit of a dead air at the very beginning, but it's Bob Heil, and he, as I said, invented he didn't invent the microphone, but he invented the concept of making that microphone sound better. And someone said to me, well, he invented Sonovox. He didn't invent Sonovox. He didn't invent that concept. That concept of Sonovox, where you put the microphone to someone's throat while you play a guitar like WABC did, and was invented by, guess who? Alvino Ray took a carbon microphone and reverse engineered it and had the King sisters, or one of them, sing or mouth the words as he played the guitar. And that was called the talking guitar. And that was called Sonovox back then. And he did that in 1939, and he was also a ham radio operator. Well, Bob Heil perfected it so that Peter Frampton could use it in his song. What's the name
you
of that song?
Feel Like
that
We Do.
Yeah, We Feel Like We Do. That was a Bob Heil invention. He could do that in concert. It didn't need to put a microphone I don't think it was done the same way, but
he was light years ahead of everybody. He even back then, when, you know, this cord cutting and all, he was so far ahead of everybody. He used to be on KMYX a lot. Speaking of Odyssey stations, he was on there a lot. But
he was the Les Paul of microphones. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jim White would have him on as a guest on KMOX. I remember that.
Oh, Jim White was cool. I like
Jim
White.
At your service online. I love Jim White. He suckered me on some radios I bought. They were bad, too. All right, let's see what this sounds like.
We have tonight a story by Ruthie Zell about a local man, an inventor and an innovator. In some circles, just about everybody knows the name, Bob Heil. And in the world of rock and roll, he is something of a legend. Not because he made music, but because he is the guy who turned up the volume.
For musicians on a par with the legendary band, the Eagles, the quality of sound reproduction is everything. In fact, Eagle Joe Walsh, that's him on the far right, swears by the microphones produced by Heil Sound of Fairview Heights, Illinois. Company founder Bob Heil, who's been a close friend of Walsh for years, refers to the guitarist as his beta tester.
Joe's very technical. And he was telling me that, you know, we want to move the mid-range out an octave and let's make it go down to 50 cycles instead of stopping it at 100 and a quarter like all the other manufacturers. And so I started listening and building for Joe, and we have now come up with a line of microphones that's just absolutely magnificent.
This is part Bob Heil's ability to understand what musicians need to sound their best, then give it to them, has made Heil one of the most innovative and respected people in the world of professional audio. His background would suggest Heil is hardwired that way. He was born October 5th, 1940, in Marissa, Illinois. At a young age, Heil displayed a passion for keyboards, first with the accordion, then the organ.
My wonderful parents bought me a B3 Hammond organ, and that was a big deal in 1952. 2 years later, a lady from Freeburg, Illinois, Mary Valentine, who went to grade school with my mother, called her and said, I hear you got a kid that plays Hammond organ. And she said, well, yeah, he's only been playing a couple years. Well, I just bought this Hammond organ for our restaurant in Freeburg, and I need somebody to play it. And so I started playing there on the weekends, Friday and Saturday night. I was 14.
It wasn't long before Heil's talents came to the attention of the late Stan Kahn, the longtime organist for the Fox Theater in St. Louis. Kahn gave organ lessons to the teenager for about a year, then let Heil substitute for him at the Fox whenever Kahn had other engagements.
When we first started at the Fox, that organ hadn't been played in many, many years, and it was in bad shape, and we'd have to tune and voice that thing at night after the theater would close. And he taught me how to voice and tune a Wurlitzer pipe organ. That is an art. You do not just walk in and do that. And he taught me how to listen.
Heil also learned to repair and build pipe organs as his performing career grew. And if that wasn't enough, he indulged his ongoing fascination with ham radio.
I was in high school as a sophomore. One of my buddies got an amateur radio license from the Federal Communications Commission. In those days, you had to take it before the FCC, the test. And I did that, and I got my license. And talk about fall in love with another thing was that. Because I was a ham radio operator that got into building, designing and building.
Little did Heil know how his interest would converge when in 1966, he opened a music shop in his hometown. Ye Olde Music Shop in Marissa sold Hammond organs. And even though Heil's world revolved around music written in the 1920s and 30s, he'd rent out organs to rock groups, stopping in St. Louis on tour.
And I'd go to these shows, and their sound systems were terrible. They had little stupid columns you couldn't understand, and they'd put these little columns in Kiel Auditorium. Forget it. So I started building sound systems, big sound systems.
Systems that incorporated some of the same technology used in ham radio transmitters, very familiar territory for Heil. At the same time, Ye Olde Music Shop evolved into what was a rarity in its day, a music store with instruments and accessories tailored to the professional musician.
I had dozens of Les Paul guitars and Fender Stratocasters, and it was nothing for somebody to fly over here from England and buy guitars from me because I had very special things.
Bought a sound system from him, first major rock and roll sound system we ever could afford to buy.
Dale Benz is a guitarist whose day job is operations manager for the Sheldon Concert Hall. That first purchase Benz made at Ye Olde Music Shop some 30 years ago was memorable.
He sold us the coolest system at the time, and you know, right after that he took us back to his shop and showed us the sound system he was designing for The Who.
That's right, The Who, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. Bob Heil's reputation got a big boost in 1971 after he got an SOS from the Fox Theater. It seems a major rock group on tour had just arrived in town to perform, but the sound system wasn't going to make it. So Heil rushed to the rescue with his gear. The sound quality from the performance that night impressed the band so much that Heil was signed on the spot to complete the tour with the Grateful Dead. Word spread quickly, and when The Who needed to replace its sound system on short notice, the band paid to transport Heil equipment from Marissa, Illinois to Boston, Massachusetts on a jetliner. The 70s was a busy decade, as Heil designed for the likes of rocker Jerry Lee Lewis, country singer and songwriter Dolly Parton, and a long list of other big-name performers. Along the way, Heil was coming up with high-quality, affordable products for club bands on a budget. Products like this modular mixer, the HM1200.
A club band maybe couldn't afford all of the channels, so we had blank panels, and they would maybe only want to buy six, or they could afford to buy eight, and it was all modular. And you simply unplugged it and put a blank panel in here. Since it was modular, if they had any problems with it, number one, everything was in a socket. It wasn't soldered in, the ICs and transistors, so they could change that if that blew up. That's usually what went wrong, if anything went wrong. If not, they could send the whole thing back to us in Marissa, and we would fix it and send it back. But their mixer still worked. And in those days, oh gosh, if your mixer went down, it was all hardwired stuff, you lost the whole thing. So you didn't get to play for a week or two.
Heil expanded his product line to include home theater systems and satellite dish systems for homes in regions that couldn't get TV signals any other way. He was also a technology contributor on local radio and television stations, where he was dubbed High Tech Heil. But Heil eventually dropped those ventures and sold the music shop to focus on designing and manufacturing microphones for the ham radio market.
When we got into the ham radio market, this is what you get with a ham radio. And no matter what you do, when you put an element inside a clamshell, it's very hollow sounding, and it just doesn't sound that great. And we came up with this, and we've absolutely changed the whole ham radio market, because now they sound like a broadcast station almost, and it's all because of the microphone.
And here's where Heil's friendship with Joe Walsh resulted in another great development for the music industry. Walsh, like Heil, is a ham radio operator. And in 2004, Walsh made a surprising discovery. Heil's ham radio mic outperformed the microphone Walsh used for his music. So with some adaptations, that ham radio mic spawned an entire line of studio and stage microphones used by individual musicians and groups as diverse as ZZ Top, Neil Schon, Gnarls Barkley, Charlie Daniels, Slash, Paul Rogers, Stevie Wonder, Sheryl Crow, plus scores of other artists.
We use them a lot for recording here. It's a very full, warm sound that these mics produce.
The individual parts of every Heil product are designed by Heil himself, manufactured at plants around the world, then shipped to Heil Sound headquarters in Fairview Heights, where the finished items are assembled by hand and tested before they're shipped to customers.
We can do that.
Bob Heil has such a distinguished track record that in June of 2006, he and his wife Sarah were invited to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. That's where Heil became the only manufacturer to have an exhibit installed in the hall's museum. When it comes to audio technology, Bob Heil is a rock star.
Well, we're very honored and extremely humble and proud of the fact that we can still do it right here in Fairview.
One of the best segments I've ever heard here on All Things Radio.
Wow.
It was good.
Wow.
Very cool. Wow.
And yep. He was as would you hear on that feature, Bernie? I can tell you, he was as nice a guy to everyone at that ham fest, and they all mobbed him. And he was as gentlemanly as could be. I mean, he really was a straight shooter. He was a nice guy.
That is so great that you got to meet him too. I mean, what a legend!
Yeah.
Wow.
Is he still around?
He passed away about 2 or 3 weeks ago, Chris.
Oh, okay.
And that many legendary musicians respected him. I mean, everybody from, like I said, Joe Walsh to Paul Rodgers from Bad Company. I mean, man, that's just, wow.
We could have used him on a gig or two.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, as Joe Walsh said, Mike.
You could have used him last week, Jeff.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're right about that. As Joe Walsh said, life's been good to me, and for Heil, microphones have been good to him.
He said that life's been good to him so far. Well, Heil's made it all the way. He's good. He's got good.
My Heil microphone is in the suitcase right now, ready to go back to Indiana. So,
it sounds really good. It's in the suitcase. Okay.
It's a little muffled, but it's okay. Yeah.
That's a little muffled, But that's not the one, This one here is not my favorite one, but the Heil, the jack didn't work right on it, so I had to put this one in place to make it work. But we'll correct that when I get back to Indiana. But it does work on the Indiana setup. So
there you go.
But so, Jeff, we've had quite a show tonight.
I can't believe that my buddy Mario mentioned this about Walmart, but it's in aisle number 10, Sean. Don't worry about it. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
It's Walmart Radio, and I mean, you got to give it to Walmart. They are clever in how they market their radio station. I think it's interesting that
the people around you. It's pretty good, Jeff.
That's right. I don't know. I mean, I don't go to Walmart that much, but I mean, I have heard it. But maybe you've heard it more than I have, Bill, because if I do Walmart, I do it online. So, but it is a radio station that, it's different.
All I'm going to tell you is Jenny got 5 or 6 items from Publix today. It was $42, and I ordered some groceries from Walmart for when we got home, and 21 items for $104. So their prices are much better than Publix. I mean,
we don't have Publix.
Yeah, Publix is pretty expensive.
Yeah.
We don't have them here.
I mean, don't make it all off of me. But it's pretty good. But want to thank everybody. And I know Bernie has a Pacer game that just started.
I know. I'm missing it right now.
Oh, yes, Bernie has
a
fighting for those playing spots. Yeah.
Well, when you leave, Bernie, have a beer and turn on the radio.
Have two beers, three beers.
I'm going to turn on the SiriusXM, actually.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's called his mobile phone. It's called an iPhone. So that's the way most people listen now anyway.
Well, so I've got it on my Alexa.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, that works as well. Yes.
Yeah.
That works quite as well. It's a great little device. Yeah. Everybody says that, and I said, that's probably 50-60% of all our listeners are on Lady A devices.
I bet you're right. Yeah.
No, I mean, seriously, that's...
I tried to get you on FM the other day, and I couldn't find you, so I gave up.
I went to AM. I didn't hear you there, but I heard
the name.
Really?
We're on FM. We just have one of those weak translators. So, what can I say? What can I say? Well, let's go to Walmart. If nothing else, let's go to Walmart. And thank you,
money.
Jeff. Yeah. Great job, as usual.
They got pants half off.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
One of the things I try to do in presenting these featured radio segments is to provide you something that's just a bit different. This week, I think we have one that really is a bit different. This week, we're presenting an internet radio station that's run by a department store. Yes, a department store. The department store is Walmart, and you're going to hear Walmart Radio. It sounds just like a regular radio station, but gone are the days when department stores used to play this lush, soft, easy-listening music. So without further ado, why don't sit back and enjoy Walmart Radio on this week's edition of All Things Radio Live.
Shout-outs and birthdays and song requests. Oh, my. Shout-outs and birthdays and song requests. Oh, my. Just follow the radio road to the Chris Show.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line. Take a chance on
happening in food news, the iconic Klondike Choco Tacos were discontinued a couple years ago, but now there's been talk about how the Choco Taco will make a return. Kind of. Taco Bell announced a collaboration with ice cream maker Salt and Straw. And the two of them have plans to bring a version of the Choco Taco back into our lives. I miss the Choco Taco. The thing was delicious.
I actually have never tried the Choco Taco. So.
Yeah, it was good. It was like just a waffle cone shaped like a taco shell.
Yeah.
Ice cream in the middle.
Nice. It does sound really good.
Covered in chocolate. Another food prepping for a comeback after a two-year hiatus is the honey mustard Pringles, which has been the most requested flavor. Fans of the flavor have been posting on social media and even on Walmart.com begging for the return of honey mustard, and it looks like it'll be here soon. Delightful.
Nice. Have you tried that flavor before?
Maybe. I don't know. Probably. I feel like I've tried almost every Pringle flavor out there.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of, I don't really like mustard, but I do like honey mustard, but yeah. I haven't tried a honey mustard flavored chip.
Yeah. So sounds delightful.
Yeah. Sounds pretty good.
I like the honey mustard pretzels.
Ah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Especially nice. For a road trip.
Yes.
All right. That's food news. If you'd like to call in for a song request or a shout out, all you have to do is dial 1-855-925-7346. That's 1-855-WALRDIO.
Got a shout out, song request, birthday, anniversary, or basically anything cool to talk about? Tell it to Chris. Give him a call at 1-855-925-7346. 1-855-WALRDIO.
Just to be close.
Walmart and Sam's Club Radio, is this?
Hi, this is Melinda from 3864 in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Hello, Melinda. You calling in to give a shout-out?
I am. We're having inventory today, and I'd like to give a big shout-out to Dina and all the managers and all our team leads and all our associates for all their hard work.
Yeah, way to go, store 3864. Melinda, thank you so much for calling in with that great shout-out.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Walmart and Sam's Club Radio, is this?
Hi, this is Sandra from store 5488 in Norfolk, Virginia. So I'd like to give a shout-out to store 5488, Tidewater Drive in Norfolk, store manager Brittany, and all the store coaches and leads, team leads, and associates for helping us make it through a wonderful another year inventory.
That is great. Way to go, store 5488. Sandra, thank you so much for calling in with that great shout-out.
Thank you, darling. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
This is the story of a girl.
Broadcasting live, in stores, clubs, and online at WalmartWorld.com. Be sure to give us a follow on social at Walmart World. We are the home of The Chris Show, Kirby Gwen and Friends, and The Bo Show.
The Walmart World Radio Network. Walmart Radio.
Sneak peek into this week's Black and Unlimited podcast interview.
Hey friends, it's Kirby Gwen, and our guest today is a powerful innovator who is pioneering a brand dedicated to celebrating diversity and empowerment.
Check out exclusive episodes of our Black and Unlimited podcast series available now on your favorite podcast platform. Search for the Walmart World Radio Podcast. You're tuned into The Chris Show. Listen in stores, clubs, and anywhere online at walmartworld.com. He's able to say something so wacky, it makes himself laugh. You're listening to The Chris Show.
Walmart and Sam's Club Radio, is this?
This is Erica at store 2394, Oklahoma City. So I'd like to give a shout out to the OGP area and Juanita and Produce.
All right, OGP and Juanita and Produce. Erica, yes, thank sir. You so much for calling in with that shout out.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Chris is sweeping across the country in 1 minute.
Wait a minute, how is that even possible?
With the Milestone Minute.
Hey, it's Chris. Every day on the show, we celebrate some of our amazing associates across the company. And today, I'd love to give a shout-out to Carlene at store 5342 in Arizona. Carlene's been with Walmart for 30 years. Next, we've got Via at store 2231 in Illinois. Via's been with Walmart for 30 years. Big shout-out to Mike at Sam's Club 6338 in Texas. Mike has been with Sam's Club for 20 years. And last, we've got Latasha at store 1523 in Virginia. Latasha's been with Walmart for 20 years. If you see any of these great associates, be sure to wish them a happy work first through this month. And don't forget to follow us more at Walmart World on social or walmartworld.com. And that's today's Milestone Minute.
Well, there you go. Walmart Radio, heard at Walmart and Sam's Club stores all over the country. And I want to thank my friend Mario for telling me about this radio station. Now, if you have a favorite feature station that you'd like me to request, why don't let me know about it by email or voicemail. The email address here is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff at allthingsradio.net. Or you can call that feedback line at 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595, hitting option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio Live, I'm Jeff Bennett.
This concludes another All Things Radio Live. Join us every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the latest radio news, interviews, caller questions and comments, station scopes, and more. Visit the show's official website at www.allthingsradio.net and visit the Legend website at legendoldies.com. Join us again next week for another All Things Radio Live on the Worldwide Legend.